How good are you at obeying the rules? If you're licensed to drive, when was the last time you drove without exceeding the speed limit by a single mile or kilometre per hour? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. My own inability to follow the rules has always baffled me. I was brought up in a disciplined Germanic household. I trained for 4 years in a tough disciplinarian environment to become an army officer. If anyone could obey the rules, wouldn't you think it'd be a guy like me? But I know, just like you, I've gone astray many a time. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. Why can't we follow the rules, pray tell? We may want to, but we just don't seem to be able to. Here it is. Here's why. Romans chapter 8, verses 3 and 4. The law was without power because it was made weak by our sinful selves. But God did what the law couldn't do. He sent his own Son to earth with the same human life that everyone else uses for sin. God sent him to be an offering to pay for our sin. So God used a human life to destroy sin. He did this so that we could be right, just as the law said we must be. Now, we don't live following our sinful selves, we live following the Spirit. I always found that a bit confusing, until I read this simple explanation by 16th century reformer Martin Luther. The law discovers the disease, the gospel gives the remedy. God did what the rules couldn't do. He offered the life of Jesus to destroy our sin. That's good news. That's incredibly good news. And that's His word, fresh for you today. Whatever you may be struggling with, perhaps it's some sin, perhaps something else, here's some more good news. The only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.